Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Midwest Madness, your true crime cult conspiracy and cryptid podcast. I'm Emily.
And I'm Danielle. And happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving week. I don't really like Thanksgiving. It's okay.
Eat the turkey, eat the stuffing, eat the ham, eat the tofurkey, eat the mac and cheese.
I would like it a lot better if our family made mac and cheese.
I thought Dad did.
No.
Oh, well, I'll make mac and cheese this year.
Can you just make me a box of Kraft?
That would be so funny. I'm like downstairs with like a hot plate.
You just come up, you're like, here you go, Dad.
I got it. Emily and I are having mac and cheese. I don't know what the rest of you fucks are doing, but Democrats only. Oh. Just kidding. Sorry. That was my only excuse for why.
Thanksgiving's okay.
Yeah, I would agree. I kind of, it's just like another day, yeah. Really. Like, I am actually staying somewhere else, so I could for real.
Oh, are you?
I'm dog sitting, yeah. I'm dog sitting. I always dog sit that day. Wow. So, depending on what time I'm dog sitting at, I could for real make some mac and cheese and bring some.
You could. We have Thanksgiving and then my birthday party the next day.
Yep.
And then I leave for Europe.
Yeah, not jealous at all. I for sure thought it was 2025.
I told Jenny that on Saturday. My sister was like, I was talking to my sister about this trip. She's like, this is 2025, right? I was like, no, I leave in like 3 weeks.
And I was like, what? I was like, how did I not know this? What a dumbass.
Yeah.
So I apologize. I was excited for you either way, but now I'm really excited for you. It's going to be great.
Yeah, should be fun. Yeah. It will be fun. I mean,
yeah, I can't wait to get snaps from you and experience a lot of this stuff secondhand.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good time, so
I'm jazzed.
I think we'll be okay with episodes because we can record like Thanksgiving day because we don't really do anything.
No,
we stay in our pajamas all day. We
basically,
yeah, it's the lowest of low keys. Yeah, at our house
it's pretty chill. It's kind of great.
And yeah, I don't think we'll have to record anything else.
Okay,
because I should be back then. Oh, I'll just have to figure out when I'm going to write an episode.
Well, we can always flip-flop the schedule again. Have me go first.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk about it later.
All right. Do you want to get
into
it?
Yours was from the 80s.
Yeah.
Mine is from August 12th, 2024.
Oh.
Actually, that's when it starts. It's currently going.
Oh.
So,
if another one we're going to have to keep up on, huh?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I should. Never mind.
Do you want to say it at the end? Do you want to?
No,
say
it's okay.
Oh, okay.
I can say it to you. I'll say it to you after.
Okay. So, my story is in Wisconsin.
Will I know this?
I'll be surprised if you don't.
Okay. Oh, I probably already know in my head.
On August 12th, 2024, Ryan Borgwart left his home in Watertown, Wisconsin, and went to Green Lake, Wisconsin, for a solo fishing trip.
Oh, yep. I saw this news article.
Green Lake is almost halfway between Wisconsin Dells and Green Bay. It's a little closer to the Dells, only about an hour northeast. On the 11th, he had texted his wife, Emily, that he was going to be turning the kayak around and heading back to shore soon. When he didn't return home to Emily and their three kids, two sons, Jeremiah and Levi, and a daughter, Nora, who looked to be early high school aged to late elementary school aged, his family contacted law enforcement, who sent out a search and rescue team. Law enforcement found Ryan's kayak that had been capsized and his life jacket in the water. Ryan's car, trailer, fishing rod, keys, and wallet were all very conveniently left in a park at the park nearby by his car. After 50...
So they were just in the park? They weren't in the car?
I think some of it was in the car, but I don't... It didn't say that explicitly. Okay. It was just found at the park.
Okay.
So I can't confirm or deny that. So after 54 days of searching, nothing else had been found. Law enforcement used divers, drones, sonars, and cadaver dogs, but Ryan's body was never found and no other evidence had shown up. One of the biggest challenges for this search was that Green Lake is 200 feet deep in some spots, which is absolutely wild.
Yeah, that's really deep.
That's super deep.
Do you think he thought about that?
Yes, I do. Keith Cormican, who runs a nonprofit organization called Bruce's Legacy, sifted through nearly 1,500 hours of drone footage. So I wanted to talk like really briefly about Bruce's legacy because this kind of makes this whole story just hit a little bit harder. So Bruce's legacy was started after Keith's brother Bruce, who was a firefighter in 1995, drowned during the recovery of a body. So basically what happened was he and two other firefighters were sucked into what sounded like a waterfall of some sort due to really fast current in this river. And they were searching for the body of a dad who had gone missing the day before. And one of the firefighters was able to get out. The other two were kind of trapped in the water. One was able to be pulled out right away, and they started CPR and revived him on the scene. Keith, unfortunately, never regained consciousness and was pronounced brain dead at the hospital. So the family...
Wasn't his name Bruce?
Keith's brother, sorry.
Yeah.
Bruce was pronounced brain dead, so the family decided, you know, not to keep him on life support. And he and Keith had previously talked about the need for a dive team in their county. And so Keith decided to honor his brother by making... Sorry, I'm not laughing about the story, but Emily's being harassed by her dog.
I don't think he could get any closer to me right now.
No, he really honestly physically couldn't.
He's like, take me outside, you bitch.
You know, when they say no dog will love you like a boy dog loves his girl, they were not joking. But so Bruce's brother Keith runs this nonprofit. He's looking for the body of another drowning victim.
Right.
And that's how his brother died. So just kind of heartbreaking. On top of the 1,500 hours of drone footage that he'd watched, Keith spent 23 days in the waters of Green Lake, which is half of the time that Ryan had been missing looking for Ryan in the lake.
Dang.
They also spent around $10,000 looking for Ryan. Police later cited Keith's lack of ability to find anything on the footage to be the first red flag, because these people are fucking good at this. Like, they've been called to Europe.
Oh, wow.
To help find people. And they find them. Yeah. So the second giant red flag, and this is like the red flag guy. You've seen him on TikTok.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is him running by going, oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay. Police discover in October that on August 13th, the day after Ryan has been reported missing, 2 days after his family last saw him, his passport had been checked by border officials in Canada. So before his trip, Ryan had reported his passport lost or stolen and had gotten a new passport. So this is the passport that police believe he used to leave the country. His old passport is the one still at the house. So his wife still had that passport. So she was like, it wasn't lost or missing. I have his passport. But he had claimed that it had been lost or missing, or had stolen or missing.
Yeah.
And had gotten a replacement to travel out of the country.
I don't want to say it, but that doesn't seem very bright.
No. So now that shit is clearly hinky, police conducted a digital forensic analysis of Ryan's laptop. And guess what? They found more stuff. They found a $375,000 life insurance policy. On Ryan.
Himself?
Yep. He had transferred funds to a foreign bank account, photographed his new passport, altered his email address before he vanished, which I don't know why you wouldn't just make a new fucking email. It's so stupid. I don't.
He really wanted to keep his subscriptions.
Apparently.
My dream would be to get a brand new email.
I know, right? Like, I'm like, why? So they also discover the laptop's hard drive had been replaced and he had cleared the browser history the day he left. So on the 11th, August 11th. All of this started to come to light in September, but police kept it quiet until October to be sure that they had enough evidence, because obviously, like, the last thing you want to do is accuse someone of being alive when they are actually dead and like running a long con.
Yeah.
So Ryan's wife is cooperating and police say that, quote, she has done everything that we have asked of her in regards to helping us with information and holding out or and holding on to information, end quote. So I had heard a friend of mine and I were talking about this and she said that she had heard that the wife had planned to go to Europe to meet up with him their kids. That's what my friend heard. I could not find any evidence of that. Okay. On actual sources.
Well, we're not going to put that out there then, because that's really shitty. If that's a false rumor to be spread around.
So to be clear, I could not find, and I even searched like, is she being charged with anything? Has she been accused of anything? What, like, did she know? Like, nothing was found about her saying that yes, she did know, or like police believe that she knew what was going on. So I don't think that's true. So if you've heard that and you can point me to a legit source that is not just a TikToker, send it my way because I would love to know.
Yeah.
So police believe that Ryan is hiding out in Eastern Europe. Why would he be in Eastern Europe, Danielle? Well, Emily, I'll tell you. Because he was connected to a woman that he'd been talking to in Uzbekistan.
Sure.
Yeah. On November 8th, Green Lake County Sheriff Mark Podal said that police found a TikTok video from a content creator named Bailey Boomhauer that was shot in June, which you might remember is a couple months before Ryan goes missing in August, but just wait. In the video, Bailey has a sign asking if anyone wanted free advice. The Ryan lookalike says, quote, should I go to Uzbekistan or stay here, end quote. And Bailey says, why? And he responds, quote, to meet a woman, end quote. And he acknowledges in the video that he is married. Now, some of the other stuff that he says, because I watched this TikTok.
Do we know where the TikTok was filmed?
California.
Okay.
In the TikTok, a couple of the other things don't match up. He does say that he has kids, but he also says that he's an empty nester.
Okay.
And as you know from what I said, based on just what these kids look like in the picture, and one of the pictures that I saw just showed like bodies, like it didn't show their face, like
it was blurred out.
Yep. But then another site did have full faces too. These kids, I would say they are between the ages of 16 and 12 13. They're definitely teenagers. I would say the daughter, Nora, looks the youngest. I would say she's no older than, or no younger than 10 to 12. She's got to be somewhere in that age range. So the video now has nearly 4.5 million views, and Bailey has said that she doesn't know if the person was Ryan, but does remember the conversation because she remembered being asked about Uzbekistan. She is the one that actually contacted police after all of this kind of started coming out, was like, hey, this could be the guy. So I do actually want to play the video for you because I want you to see what this guy looks like in the TikTok as well as what he looks like. So here's him, and then I want you to go down a little bit, and you don't have to play the whole thing, but
I'm gonna hold the can I hold the sound up to the mic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Need advice on anything?
I go to Uzbekistan or stay here?
Say that one more time.
Do I go to Uzbekistan or stay here?
Do you have family there?
No.
Why do you want to go?
Meet a woman.
To meet a woman. And it was as back?
Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan. You don't like American women?
Oh, they're familiar.
Okay, I'm pausing it because this is a good shot of his face.
Yeah, I definitely see the similarities. Police don't think it's Ryan, but
the man in the video looks a little older to me. He's wearing a hat, so
that's
it's
part
hard.
Of the thing that's so hard is like because they have the same nose shape, they have the same eye shape, they have the same chin shape, but I don't think it's clear enough. I don't. And
my gut's telling me no. Right. And my gut is typically not wrong.
also, he doesn't sound like a Midwesterner.
No, he doesn't at all. An Wisconsin Midwesterner?
Right. So that was the other thing that I was like...
But it is weird.
It's weird, right? It's a really weird coincidence.
Maybe this woman's a scam and is like scamming a bunch of people.
Maybe. And she goes for that type of looking guy, white guy, balding. So I just don't... I would agree with you. My gut says it's not him. But it's a weird coincidence.
Yeah, that is weird.
So if you guys want to look it up... I don't know if I can post it on our socials because it's from another creator. Oh.
I mean, there's a way to do it. I just...
See, and you might be better at that because I don't do TikTok at all. But her name is Bailey Boomhauer, B-O-O-M-H-O-W-E-R. I'm sure if you look up her name or his, it's going to pop up.
Yeah.
Because it's got, like, what did I say? Some 4.5 million views. So... Again, please don't think the person in the video is Ryan, but they are going to investigate further. If/when Ryan is found, he will be facing restitution for the expenses of the taxpayers and for the search for him.
Why fake your own death, though?
See, and that's the thing. That's weird, right?
Because he's not like he's in trouble that we know of.
Right.
Or he's not, or doesn't owe somebody a shit ton of money or that we know of again.
Right.
But
not that that's been announced.
Like, why not just leave?
Right. And why not just be like
kids in a family and like
I'm just gonna go.
This would be way worse on them than just leaving. Right. Don't you think?
I do.
Yeah.
Because emotionally now your family's gone through this crazy amount of grief and stress and horror and like and now there's
to
this
find out
hope.
That you might hope. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. So but the fact that they've spent so much time in the lake.
Yeah. And he's not, I don't think he's in the lake.
I don't either. But where else would he be? Like, did he just go to Canada and just stay there? Like, how did he get out of Canada and his passport not been flagged somewhere else?
Right.
That's what I'm... Because, like...
Unless he got a new ID in Canada.
Yeah.
But then why not get a new ID
before you leave? It would be easier to do here anyways.
And then you don't... Your real identity's not being flagged at a border.
Right.
Unless
right.
you just didn't realize that they...
Would do that, so...
Like,
yeah.
If you're crossing in a car, you know what I mean? I don't know if it's different versus car and plane or whatever, but...
Yeah. I mean, they still check your passport, because when...
I mean, you can use a passport card, though, to get...
That's
to Canada via car.
That's true, but it was a passport that he used.
Yeah, I know, I'm just saying.
So, I don't know. So, police are currently working to identify any crimes that have been committed, including... any two other people who may have assisted in Ryan faking his death. So we'll have to keep our eyes on this one. I don't think it'll be hard to do. I think a lot of people will have heard of this one. I mean, it's been kind of everywhere, but I was like, you know what? Why the hell not?
Yeah.
So I had a lot of sources. I have BBC.com, WMTV15.news, ABCnews.go.com, SI.com, Today.com, Yahoo.com, and the TikTok video. So
perfect. And our socials are MW Madness Podcast on Instagram and Gmail, and Midwest Madness Podcast Group on Instagram. All right, guys, have a great Thanksgiving. Enjoy your time off with your family, or don't if you don't want to.
Yeah, you know what? We're not going to tell you what to do because I think this is going to be a really hard Thanksgiving for
a lot
of people.
Start a fight or two if you feel like it.
You know what? Light some shit on fire.
Yeah.
Just not your eyebrows.
Yeah.
You know, from trying to deep fry your frozen turkey. Don't do that, guys.
Drink a cocktail and get in a fight with your
conservative uncle.
Yeah. Why not?
All right. You know, fuck some shit up, guys. Have fun.
Have a good one, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.